It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. You probably know that midnight tonight is the deadline for signing up for health insurance that would take effect this year. But apparently many Marylanders did not know or did not focus on the deadline until recently because thousands have been signing up in the last few days. Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, who has been the O'Malley-Brown administration's point man on health care reform, offered to speak with us about the deadline, and so we reached him on his cell phone this morning. Lieutenant Governor Brown, good morning.
Good morning, Sheila. How are you?
Just great. How are you?
I'm doing well. As we are starting the final day of open enrollment on the Maryland Health Benefits Exchange and continuing to stay focused on enrolling as many Marylanders as possible.
There were a lot of sign-up efforts over the weekend, including a big one at the Baltimore Convention Center where you spoke. Heading into the weekend, the latest numbers were that about 220,000 Marylanders had signed up for Medicaid, and only about 54,000 had signed up for private insurance on the exchange. How much is this last-minute push changing the totals?
You know, the last-minute push is important. Often, we respond to deadlines, and we saw January 1st approach. We saw quite a spike in the number of Marylanders who came to the health benefits exchange. So we've seen it again in the run-up to today. But we've got literally hundreds of navigators and connectors on the telephones at health fairs around the state. And this is an important effort as we, continue to enroll more and more Marylanders. Our goal, as you mentioned, was 260,000. And as of midway last week or near the end of last week, we were already above 270,000, and our efforts continue through midnight, through the end, close of business today.
But, of course, 80% of the signups have been in Medicaid, which is not a bad thing, but there's been a real lag compared to that in the signups for private insurance. You've seen the analysis, I assume, by the Kaiser Family Foundation, that in Maryland, less than 10% of the pool of people who might have signed up for private insurance have done so, compared to more like 15% nationwide. Didn't Maryland miss a big opportunity to improve the health of citizens who are not eligible for Medicaid?
Well, actually, I think what it reflects is that Maryland, while we have been expanding Medicaid over the years, it's not the most generous Medicaid program. So I think, you have that. But I think even more importantly, what we're trying to do with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act is improve the quality of health. And that starts by connecting Marylanders to health insurance, regardless of whether it's a commercial product or Medicaid. With health insurance, you begin to develop relationships with your care providers, focusing on wellness and prevention. And that's what the goal is of the Affordable Care Act. We do focus often on the numbers, right? Maryland, 260,000 and a certain percentage Medicaid and a certain percentage commercial. But really, this is about people and people's health. So whether it's Medicaid or a commercial product, our goal is to connect people to care via quality insurance products.
I know you're very focused today on getting people to meet tonight's midnight deadline, but I also want to ask you about what happens tomorrow and after that. It's been widely reported, including by members of the General Assembly, that the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange Board is planning to vote tomorrow afternoon to give up on its version and adopt technology from the Connecticut Health Insurance Exchange. True?
Well, so there are three options. One is to stay with the Maryland system. That's not a likely option. The other is to look at the federal exchange. That system also has continues to experience difficulties. And the third option is to look at another state, whether it be Connecticut or Kentucky. The exchange, as you know, will meet tomorrow evening and take a vote and make that decision. And certainly going to Connecticut or Kentucky, it would be a decision that we could support. And that when you step back and you look at the experience around the state on October 1st, with the exception of perhaps Kentucky and Connecticut, every system that launched with a tremendous amount of difficulty. And with the federal government funding these exchanges, it does give us an opportunity to look at, hey, which state worked best? and what technologies can we adopt in Maryland? And there will be many states that are looking at what options are available. And those are states not only that had their own launch that may not have been successful, and states that are on the federal exchange that are looking to migrate off of the federal exchange. So the board will make a decision tomorrow, and certainly a decision to go with another state's exchange would be supported by the O'Malley Brown administration.
That's Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, co-chair of the state's Health Care Reform Coordinating Council, here on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about tonight's deadline to sign up for health insurance and what happens next. So open enrollment ends tonight for this year and starts up again November 15th for next year. If Maryland couldn't get its website ready for this enrollment season in 2 years, can it get ready for a new season in 6.5 months?
Oh, certainly. I mean, there's been a lot that has been discovered since October 1st. And, you know, as we embrace a comprehensive review of what didn't work, you know, we will certainly be able to put into place a system with a much better user experience for Marylanders come November. So whether that's adopting technology from another state or the federal government, we will be able to deliver. I think we'll also find in the reviews that we conduct that, you know, what occurred was that the vendors that we contracted with to deliver a system just didn't deliver as promised. Whereas in other states, their vendors delivered. So with the experience around the country, with the knowledge gained in Maryland, I expect a very successful launch for second enrollment, open enrollment in November.
But as you implied, there's been a lot of money invested in the Maryland exchanges, several hundred million dollars so far. For example, Maryland paid Noridian Healthcare Solutions $65 million before firing the IT firm last month. What will it cost to switch to a new platform?
The Health Benefits Exchange is in the best position to be able to share the total cost. I think it's important to keep in mind a few things, is that all of the exchanges that have been developed and launched, whether it's the federal exchange or the several state exchanges, have been funded by the federal government. And I think the other thing to keep in mind is that we reserve our rights and remedies, our legal rights and remedies, against our vendors. You know, vendors were paid to deliver a product that would serve Marylanders. And just like with every procurement, when you have a vendor that doesn't deliver as promised, then, you know, we reserve and will exercise our right to seek relief on behalf of Marylanders. And so as we are undertaking this review, as we are, you know, moving towards the November 1st next open enrollment and ensuring that we have a system in place that works for Maryland, we will also be looking at what legal remedies we have, you know, vis-a-vis our vendors.
Getting back to tonight's deadline, how are things going to work for people who started an application and don't get it finished by midnight?
So what we've already announced, and when Marylanders go to the Maryland Health Connection .gov, as long as a Marylander indicates their interest in enrolling, and you can literally just check a block on the website, then we will work with that individual until their enrollment is complete. So if you go on the website today and you start your enrollment and for whatever reason it cannot be completed, you're in the queue.
I was under the impression that people actually have to phone a hotline number and say, I've started, I can't get through, I'm in the queue.
Yeah, there are several ways that can be done. I mean, we're trying to set up a no wrong door process. And as you may recall, in January, when we passed emergency legislation and we worked with the carriers to make sure that no one slipped through the crack, we looked at who had attempted a enrollment by looking at the website and what information we had collected on individuals. And then we reached back to them and offered invited them to complete their enrollment to make sure that it doesn't fall through the cracks. So we're going to use all the information available, because our goal is not to see fewer Marylanders enrolled, but more and more Marylanders enrolled.
But I just wanted to check. I mean, what happens if somebody, I could envision a situation if thousands of people are trying to call a hotline to say, I started my application, they won't be able to get through on a hotline.
Yeah, we have literally hundreds of more phone lines and people on the other end of those lines that will be taking calls today at both the main line and the hotline, and I've got that information. We've got a new hotline for people who've attempted to get coverage by March 31st, and they can get special assistance to ensure that they have coverage effective May 1st. And I've got that number if you're...
Yes.
If you think it, yeah.
Let
so
me
that
hear it from
you. 1-800-396-1961.
1-800-396-1961. Lieutenant Governor Brown, thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Okay, Sheila, take care.
Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, the O'Malley Brown administration's point man on implementing the Affordable Care Act. The phone number for the insurance marketplace, the general phone number, the Maryland Health Connection, is 1-855-642-8572. There are more sign-up events scheduled for today, including enrollment assistance at two campuses of Anne Arundel Community College in Arnold and in Glen Burnie, and this afternoon at the 1199 SEIU headquarters on Utah Street in Baltimore. All that information and more is at our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Again, the Maryland Health Connection phone number is 1-855-642-8572. They're open all the way to the deadline, midnight tonight. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, here comes the sun. Stay tuned to 88.1.